And welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. Want to thank everybody for joining us on this Christmas Eve Eve. Also, this is our Festivus Day. Is that right, Bridget?
Absolutely. And I've got some things I want to talk about with you people.
Oh, you
Just do, you?
Reminders, well, let's hear them.
Yes. Made quite the list. For those of you who are wondering how to celebrate the just the start of the week that Christmas falls into, I think I've got it. I have my little Cindy Lou Who candy canes on my head. You're welcome to check this out in the live stream. Light up jewelry that looks like Christmas bulbs. And I thought the most appropriate shirt for today that says, nice until proven naughty, because Santa can't always get it right the first time. So I'm nice. Let's just leave it at that.
I love it.
There we go. Yeah.
You are all lit up, aren't you?
Ready to go for Christmas. But let's first, we'll have Festivus, right? So meanwhile, I noticed that the no travel advised in the central to the northwest part of the state has expired. Things hopefully will get a little bit better out there. We got a lot of folks on the road. Not just for holidays, but just general travel for their jobs.
Yeah. And, you know, for the most part, there's no big storms for this week and even into early next week, at least for the northern plains. That's good news. But for the next couple of days, we're going to have to deal with this fog throughout the area as we've got warm air that's trying to push over this snowpack. And anytime you get those ingredients put together, that's where you're looking at foggy conditions. And the dense fog advisory has been extended through 9 o'clock tonight for the entire area. So if you have any travel today, again, fog is going to be the main issue. Some of those side roads are a little slick due to the quote-unquote freezing fog, because temperatures are below the freezing mark. But the main interstate system is okay, although I have seen a couple of reports of some accidents west on 94. So keep that in mind if you're traveling out and about, not only today but tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Temperatures will warm into the low 20s today and upper 20s tomorrow, low 30s then for Christmas. And then by the end of the week and into the weekend, we're looking at temperatures in the upper 30s, and a chance for some showers Friday night into Saturday. Most of that will be off into Minnesota. But rain at the end of the month? Wow.
Last year we had rain on Christmas. A lot of us couldn't travel due to ice storms. And so right. Speaking of ice, looking at the road report right now, we have scattered ice from halfway between Jamestown and Valley City until you get to Highway 83 over at Steele. So watch for that scattered ice. Many of you, like I said, are out on the road, whether you are doing that for work, whether you're trying to get to grandma's house, auntie's, or wherever you're headed to, just keep that in mind and travel safe as you get on those highways right now.
Yeah, just leave a little extra time. Leave a little extra time, yeah. That's all.
Especially with the fog. So those of us who are going to be driving in that direction, don't forget your snow shovels in case you slip into the ditch. Make sure you got your coveralls with. And don't overdrive your four-wheel drive. That's probably the biggest thing to remember. Take it easy out there.
Exactly, exactly. And according to the LRC, we do have next week, by the end of next week, we'll have Arctic air on the move. And we're talking some bitterly cold Arctic air, probably the coldest of the season heading our way, from anywhere from the 6th through about the 15th of the month, possibly even a little longer than that. So be prepared. And a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, how much of the snow has melted as we transition into that Arctic air. The lesser the snowpack, the easier the cold will be. But I think this is going to still be one of the coldest outbreaks of the season. We'll probably get another couple clipper systems to move through before the Arctic air hits. But no, I don't see any big storm for us before the Arctic air hits.
Do you have a calendar up for us on our website so we can start comparing, you know, what weeks are going to have more weather interruptions than others?
I put that up in an article a couple days ago, but I will break that down a little bit more this week in terms of we've got like the stormier weeks, but I'm going to narrow that down into specific days and when we can expect any specific storms around here. We'll get that done this week.
That'll be great. Lots of folks asking about that as they make those winter travel plans. So, and when you're making those winter travel plans, do not forget to swing by Great Harvest Bread Company on your way out of town. They have all sorts of things for your holiday table, whether you wanted to take some scones for breakfast, coffee, maybe you wanted to pick up some dinner rolls, a last minute treat on your way. And you know what? When you come home, treat yourself. Stop by, make sure you enjoy lunch. They have great sandwiches. Grab a cookie on your way out the door. In fact, last week I brought some sandwiches for myself and the guest that we had on when Greg Amundson joined us, and they were great. So please see Cassie and the gang over at Great Harvest Bread Company. But as Dean alluded to, today is Festivus. And for those of you who aren't familiar with this, maybe you didn't grow up with Seinfeld, Festivus is actually a holiday celebrated today on December 23rd as an alternative to the pressures and commercialisms of the Christmas season. Believe it or not, it was most significantly highlighted on Seinfeld, but it was actually conceived by an author by the name of Daniel O'Keefe, and it was celebrated as early as 1966, starting with his family. So basically, they made it up and shared it with the world. What does Festivus bring to you? Well, the first and foremost is when folks get to air their grievances. That means that you get an opportunity after the Festivus dinner to share the things that have annoyed you the most. And as Frank Costanza would say, I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
I want to know who hasn't heard of Festivus. I mean,
I think there's a lot.
Really?
I think
it's such an iconic show that.
Yep. And remember, the other thing that we probably aren't going to be able to do as easily today is the feats of strength. So for those of you who are planning on, you know, wrestling matches, et cetera, later today, feel free to post your videos to our Facebook page. I'd love to see those over on Weather Nag and Focus. And you can also make sure to send them to us. We'll post them on our live stream for you if you want. We can put them on Facebook, YouTube, and Acres TV. So feats of strength are on you. I have a whole list of grievances that I have been gathering up from those on social media, especially the agricultural grievances that we want to talk about. But by all means, if you have some that you would like to share, well, we're here and ready for you.
No.
You can reach us. The Red Wing Shoe Shoe Line, 701-293-9000. That's going to keep people busy, huh?
Yeah. Well, and we have one of our astute listeners, the one, mm-hmm. the only, the magnificent, John, is on line one. John, do you have any grievances you'd like to air? We've only got 45 minutes left in the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'll just go to the short and sweet list. The one that really annoyed me today. By the way, happy Festivus.
Okay.
Motor around Fargo-Moorhead, those of you who have sidewalks and driveways and always think that, oh, I'll just let it melt. Get off your fat can and clean your sidewalks and clean your driveways. Because, hey, guess what, sunshine? You're not the only person out there in this world. And it really annoys me when I watch older... Well, and I'll tell you, as a delivery guy...
That was on my list, John. You're way ahead of me.
Yeah, if your driveway is covered with ice, your 2,000 pounds of whatever you ordered on the World Wide Web is going to be sitting at the mm-hmm. bottom of the driveway, if you're lucky. But it's more so, you know, there are handicapped people who, you know, don't drive or can't access the bus easily without walking blocks.
Yes.
There are
yes.
your other delivery people, Amazon, the postal people, dog walkers,
yep.
people just out for a little walk in the neighborhood. You know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's your civic duty to take care of your neighbors and friends, whether you know them or not, whether you see them on that sidewalk or not. If there's been trash, it's obvious somebody uses a damn sidewalk.
And John, you know,
you're not wrong.
He's 100% right. In fact, when I was out, I bought this snowblower from this guy here in town. I can't remember his name, but he sells great used snowblowers, and this thing's been running like a top. So when I was out the other day, snowblowing the 5 inches of snow off my driveway and sidewalk, I said, you know what? I'm going to get the neighbors. I'm going to get their sidewalks, and I'm also going to always, you know, plow out in front of your mailbox too. Make sure you get that clear for your postal carrier as well. So You're right, John. You know,
I got to cry foul. I got to cry foul, Dean.
Why?
Tell the truth, Dean. Snowblower run when you didn't listen to your good friend's advice earlier in the season.
Hey, it works now.
I'm not pointing any fingers or anything.
It works now. It works now. All it needed was a new spark plug. It works just fine. It works just fine.
Well, but you're right, Dean. I mean, I do some of the sidewalks in my neighborhood as a courtesy, and that's fine. You know, because, hey, I do it for the mail carrier, and I do it for the folks out in the morning walking their dogs in my neighborhood. And again, you know, they're responsible pet owners, you know, the people who pick up after their pets. You know.
Yes.
To me, it's all common courtesy.
That's a whole new ball game there.
Oh, I know. Hey, John. But you know what? You know, if I catch your dog doing that and you walk away, trust me, I'm that guy.
Well, and good news, John. You have already gotten some. I've gotten some messages with applause for you and your comment about get off your fat can. That's apparently going over very well today on Festivus.
You know,
so
speaking of
you.
Fat cans, mine's going to be really fat here in another day. I was texting Dean here a little earlier.
Yeah, ask Bridget about this.
After I came by and whizzed on his tire in the parking lot out of, you know, retribution for the snowblower. But so here's the thing. I was telling him I bought a Kentucky Legend ham. Actually, I bought a couple of them. To me, they're the world's finest ham ever created. And I want to know, is there such a thing as a skim pig? Because I'm telling you, this ham is like 99% fat-free, and I swear that the same pig that produced that ham must produce that Wright's bacon, because that's phenomenal bacon. And the pork chops and pork loins have got to be in some five-star restaurant somewhere, because, you know, it's really hard to find just phenomenal pork loins.
Right. Yeah, you got to look hard for those. There's not a lean pig. That's not what they're intended to do.
Sorry, John.
Nope, sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, because, I mean, it's like, where did the fat go on this pig? Because, I mean, you know, granted, this is a boneless ham. You know, so it probably comes out of a specific area of that hog. But wait, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's one of those Kentucky hams. Isn't it the one that you actually don't even like freeze or refrigerate, but you let just hang? They're smoked. Because doesn't that change that ham?
Well, they're double smoked. Granted, and you know, not with the liquid. They're actually wood smoked. Right. You know, slow smoked. But yeah, I mean, the things are just. I'm trying to imagine like this super pig, you know. It's like
John. I'll find us.
Like I am here to serve you, you know.
I will see if I can find out where the super pig was born and bred, as it's been referred to in the background over here as the mega oinker. So I'll let you know what we can find out for you, John. But all right, everybody, hang tight. We got to go to. The American Egg Network. John?
Thanks, John. You too.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for kicking us off. We're going to be back with more of the airing of the grievances for Festivus. We got plenty of stuff to talk about ag-wise. And Addison's going to load up my version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer coming up next. Welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. And some of you might be getting your sprayers ready in the shop for next year. You're already planning ahead. Well, if you are, I have a Christmas tune for you. Addison, can you roll Larry, the most famous sprayer nozzle of all?
You know flood fan and flood jet and pulse width and Wilger, high pro and green leaf and T-jet and Leckler. But do you recall the most famous nozzle of all? Larry, the low drift nozzle.
Oh, good.
Had
night.
A very big drop spray. And if you ever saw it, you'd never see it drift away. All of the other nozzles used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Larry join them on their spray boom frames. Then one windy summer's eve, farmer came to say, Larry, with your spray so coarse, won't you fight this gusty force? than how the neighbors loved him as they shouted out with glee, Larry the low drift nozzle, stewardship for chemistry.
I did not write that. The credit goes to a couple of spray technician friends of mine from Ontario. That would be Tom Wolf, the nozzle guy, and Kevin Devereaux, the spray guy. They do all sorts of great videos. They wrote that, asked me to sing it, and record it a few years ago on social media. So, yes, that's Larry the Low Drift Nozzle. So that'll put you in the Christmas spirit, right, farmers?
Hey, it's a good thing you've got a good voice, Bridget. Otherwise, that would be hard to pull off.
It was a lot of fun to do that one. So, yes, that's just one of the many things that are going on out there. Today is Festivus. What are your grievances? And I bet there's plenty. Now, remember, you can not only call us on the Red Wing Shoe Line at 701-293-9000. You can send us your emails, agorweather@flagfamily.com, and we're happy to read those off. So, Dean, I have a whole list from people of things that are their grievances for 2024. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Some are farm-related, some are not. Okay. So here is one farm-related one. Satellite stoppages and sunspots during planting. Everybody remember Mother's Day weekend?
Yep.
So, yep, that was one of them. Folks were a little upset that A, it shut down their planters. B, maybe they had to shut down their planter. And some folks were just like, I can keep going. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother my piece of equipment. But sunspots were a problem. And then at harvest, when your planting lines weren't straight and you had a combine, wasn't always a happy feeling about that either. So then one that is not farm related that I got, bike lanes are not passing lanes. Can everybody please remember that?
Yes.
Bike lanes, not meant to be the passing lanes. I can only hope that for some people, they're going to remember to follow that from time to time. But what, you know, you gotta be careful out there. One of the other one, slow moving grain trucks that are not equipped for highway speed. So I see both sides of this. Harvest is a narrow window. And this year, especially, it went fast. So we in the farm community ask people to be safe and careful and give us just a little bit of time. We're going to get this crop off and out of the way. Meanwhile, I will say that it's better that we have those older C60 single axle grain trucks on the road than if we were pulling gravity wagons like they do in some areas of the United States, because that's even worse, much slower moving vehicles out there as well. So keep that one in mind too. Just give a little bit of room on the road, but also I know that it's frustrating when you get behind one of those trucks that just got going. I've been that person trying to shift as fast as I can and get that truck moving. And it's not as easy as you might think. So there's some things to go with it. One just got sent to me. When it comes to those high wheel sprayers, they either need to go faster or make them taller so I can drive my car under it. No, I'm going to tell you right now, don't drive underneath those. I have seen lots of videos of motorcycles shooting underneath a sprayer. Don't do that. Please, that is not safe. Oh, my gosh, because if you frighten the person driving that sprayer, whew, that could go badly. So
go
let's
under
be careful
it.
Out there. Please don't. Please don't. But I know it's a grievance, so thank you for sharing your grievance. So there'll be plenty more. Dean, none for you?
Well, you know, John,
okay so far?
John actually stole mine where, you know, if you're out. Oh, another one. Okay, people that don't pick up after their pets. That's huge. I mean, I've had pets, all, mm-hmm. especially in the wintertime. It's like, oh, the snow will just cover it up. No, pick it up. It's going to be there in spring. That is one. And people that let their dogs out like 5, 6 in the morning, like let's say they're getting ready to go to work, so they let them out, and all the dogs do is bark, 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 bark at 5:30. Now, I'm up already. That's fine. But for people that aren't up, and the dogs are just doing nothing but barking outside, that's just, come on. Common courtesy for your neighbors. Yeah.
Well, if you're hard of hearing, you had no idea your dog was barking. So
that's true. Well, that's a good point.
Oh, man. Well, here we are. It is bottom of the hour news and so much more to come. I have a long list of grievances. I had a lot of trouble with you people. But feel free to give us a call with yours or send those emails, ag@flagfamily, weather@flagfamily.com, and Red Wing Shoe Line, 701-293-9000. All right, weather and ag in focus. And wanted to let you know that on today's Festivus Day, first of all, I dressed for it. If you're not seeing me on the live stream, I've got the Cindy Lou Who candy canes. I got the light up jewelry. And yes, that shirt does say nice until proven naughty. Prove me otherwise. But meanwhile, I got an email from a listener who apparently has ridden with me in the past and said their grievance is having to ride with me. I'm not sure if it's because my running boards double as wings on my pickup, if it's because I sing along with the radio at a very high noise level, which is how I got that speeding ticket in 2023. And
you didn't get out of it?
The other things are.
You couldn't get out of the speeding ticket?
No, that one was, that was a pretty big one. And I blame Stevie Nicks. She completely broke my concentration because the cruise control wasn't working in the loaner vehicle. It was a loaner pickup while mine was in the shop. And
tell me you told the officer that it was Stevie Nicks' fault. Please tell me you used that.
Well, we didn't even get to that part when he started out with, do you know the speed limit right here and how fast you were going? That didn't really start out so well.
I see.
I took that one. That one was my fault. Because as any good officer would tell you, you must always be paying attention when you're driving down the road. Inattention is not their fault. That's why you get fined.
That's right.
So there. All right. Dean, did you have a grievance you're throwing in as well?
Well, yes. Being late. I mean, how difficult is it if you know you have to be somewhere, whether it's a meeting, whether it's dinner, I don't care what it is, be on time. Be on time. If you know you're going to be, or if you know you're going to be running late, have the common courtesy to say, hey, just to let you know, I'm running late. Being late, that's, I'm airing that grievance right now.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. One of our Canadian listeners pointed out that their rail, port, and Canadian mail strikes are a grievance this year. Now, from the time I got this until today, the Canadian mail strike does appear to be easing, that they are going to start moving mail around the country again. But for several weeks, they did not. And it literally became a privatized system. So everybody else was doing a great job of moving the mail except Canada Post. So I can see if you're in the country of Canada, why this is a problem. Ooh. And also, there were a number of folks that have just, if you're close to the border, they've come down and gotten post office boxes in the U.S. because it's simpler to try to get your mail here than you can in other places. And oddly, if that's easy to do, what else are you guys doing when you're down here? That's a great question right there.
Well, this might be why my Christmas present is late, because I think it was actually coming from Canada. So now makes
Santa's
sense.
Mailing?
Yeah.
Santa's mailing you something?
all the way from up north.
I didn't know they had coal in Canada.
Oh, boop, boop. Wow.
Oh, right there.
Where's the rim shot?
You left me wide open to do that one. Come on.
Yep.
There you go. Okay. This one came to a social media friend down in Kansas who has folks that are on their harvest crew. And she said one of her grievances this year was picky eaters on a work crew who get a free lunch. So this gal would make lunch, take it out to the field for everybody. She had a couple of folks that would complain about the food, you know, the free stuff that somebody made for you and brought to the field. I'm pretty sure most of us grew up with that rule. You don't get to complain about the free food.
but some still do.
Yeah, you know what? If you've been, I get it. You've been in the combine a long time or the grain cart. Just toss that tomato off your sandwich and let it go. You could sing that like Frozen. Let it go.
If you have any grievances you want us to air for you, or if you want to air them, just give us a call, 701-293-9000. That's 701-293-9000. Now, Bridget, when it comes to the grievance, airing your grievances on Seinfeld, so I was asking Addison, our producer, he's a younger guy. I said, have you ever heard of this episode? He said, no, actually, I haven't. And so this must just be the younger generation just hasn't seen it, I guess.
Right. It's one of those things that unless you were maybe looking for it, you maybe haven't seen it yet. So it really does exist, which is great fun. Speaking of things that exist, but maybe you're not familiar with, have you ever heard Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You'll Go? Is that a familiar story to many of you? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this is not quite a Christmas carol, but I was asked to do this at Christmas a couple years ago. So Addison, can you run that other video of Oh, the Places You'll Spray? Goes right along with Larry the Flatland Nozzle that I sang a few minutes ago. So Addison, can you do that one for us?
Oh, the Places You'll Spray by at Spray Guy. In the home farm's west field where the soybeans won't grow and the wind blows the soil from tillage, you know, and no pollinators come excepting old crows, is the patch of resistant pigweed. And downhill in the boundary, some neighbors say, if you look closely enough, you can still see today where herbicide persisted in the places it drifted from the winds that took it away. How did it drift? How did it get there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere? From the home farm's west field where the soybeans won't grow. Look at the sprayer, look close, and you'll know. You won't see coarse nozzles, you will see high booms that wobble and bounce with a sprayer that zooms. In headwinds too high in the late afternoon, they may even spray by the light of the moon. Check the chemical shed, crack the door just a fraction. You're likely to see one lone mode of action. Tell me how, says the farmer, I'll do what you say, but I only have so many hours in the day. To spray the west field where the soybeans won't grow and battle the pigweed that simply won't go. Oh, the things you can do, so much can be done. Learn to spray in light winds, in the day, in the sun. Lower the booms, use more water, use droplets so coarse, we've told you before, we're really quite hoarse. The farmer said nothing, just gave us a glance. We could tell he was thinking of time, effort, and cash. Driving slow improves coverage, and you can make up the time with fills, longer booms, and a more precise AB line. That was long, long ago. Let's check in today and see if the problems have withered away. In the home farm's west field, where the soybeans now grow, and cover crops cling to the soil below, the pollinators buzz because drift doesn't blow. And the pigweed, still there, but under control.
Great job.
There you go.
You are just a poet and a singer.
Nope.
And boy.
That was also written by Jason Devereaux, the spray guy, and Tom Wolf, the nozzle guy. So thanks to those folks.
All right. And we have a caller, Andrew. He's on line one with a grievance. Andrew, go ahead. What's your grievance on this Festivus day?
Yeah, happy Festivus, everybody. Okay, so during winter times, icy roads, we all complain about people driving too crazy, too fast, not slowing down. But how about the people who slow down too much, or they're driving too careful to the point they become a hazard itself? I saw
race to get around them, right? Because they're in your way.
Yeah. I mean, when you're driving that slow, I had. Just the other day, I was driving on I-94, and somebody was driving 30 with their flashers on.
Ooh. Wow!
So that's pretty fine.
That's another grievance. I don't think you're wrong. There's some minimums out there we got to be careful of. But you're right. If we're going to drive that slow, we probably don't need to be on the interstate doing it. There's some other side roads that are safer.
No, I don't. Yeah. Andrew's correct. I've driven behind people like that before, and you want to ask them, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Andrew, hey, thank you so much, and happy Festivus to you.
Yes, thank you guys.
All righty. Boy, Andrew's spot on. Bridget, we've got an email that just came in.
Okay.
And their grievance is this crew that you have on, whether an ag from 1 to 2, should go longer and boot Jay Thomas back an hour. You know what? I'm liking that grievance.
I agree with that guy.
I agree with that guy too.
Oh, goodness. You feel free to talk about that on the break with Jay. Ben, you're going to want to mute all the mics in the studio because I'm pretty sure I know how the answer is going to go.
Well, Jay's off this week, so maybe that's why this was emailed to us today.
Lucky you. Right? Lucky you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, on that grievance list, and again, thank you to Andrew and John for calling in with theirs. I also had one that came in that says, the poor engineering designs that have led me to attempt to be a contortionist to fix broken equipment in my farm shop. And I bet money those who work on their own vehicles would say the same thing. I've heard this before when there are certain things you've got to do for repairs on your own vehicle. And all you can do is swear at the engineering genius behind how did they and why did they do that? Because I'm not Mrs. Incredible Elastigirl in order to try to get this done.
And I've got one that was just texted into me, Bridget. Their grievance is people that don't open the, and I'm assuming he was talking about shopping, he or she, people that don't open the door for elderly people when they're in, hold the door open for them when they're behind them.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's
sure, absolutely.
A plus, no doubt about it. Or just anybody.
Be polite.
Anybody. Hold the door open for anybody. Just that it's common courtesy.
For this time of year, ranchers would like to point out, frozen water tanks. They're awful. When you have to go out and take an axe and chop open ice, or you're going to try to have an electric heater in there to keep the ice tanks or the ice off the tanks to keep them open. But just as Dr. Emily warned us about last week, if you're not careful, if some of those wirings is loose, you could have stray voltage in your water tank. So watch out if you have animals that are not drinking. It's because they're getting zapped like an electric fence every time they put their nose in the water. Mm-hmm. So be careful. The alternative, again, is chopping ice. And I've seen lots of smashed fingers and other injuries happen when you're not careful and you're out there chopping away on the ice. So beware in the weather we have had and will have throughout the winter.
Right.
So, all right. So many more grievances. I have a whole big list of them, Dean. Maybe we'll get to all of them.
Actually,
we'll see.
One sec. We've got a caller on line one. Caller, what's your name and what's your grievance real quick here before we go to commercial break?
Yeah, Tom. Well, driving and talking, actually. Yeah, we won't go into that. But in my line of work, I don't like people that will not shovel driveways, sidewalks, and they like ice. They will not use salt. So that is my grievance.
Tom, thank you so much. Boy, that's two people, both Tom and John.
Yeah.
And that is so true. You know, he's spot on. He's especially up here. Come on, we know how to shovel and salt and sand. Let's do it. Do it right. Do it right or don't do it at all. So we're going to go to break, and we've got one more segment left. If you have a grievance you want to air, shoot us a call, 701-293-9000. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And there you go, caller number 5. All right, we'll take caller number 5. And remember, if you have already qualified, you can't qualify more than once. So we'll take caller number 5 for that possibility of winning that trip to Vegas. Caller number 1, sorry you just missed out. Caller number 2, sorry. Caller number 3, oh, so close. Try again. Caller number 4. Oh, the next caller's got it. And who do we have here?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike! Congrats, you're caller number 5, bud. Way to go.
Awesome.
Way to go. Have you been out to the Sphere before out in Vegas?
No, I have not.
Awesome.
I haven't been to Vegas.
Oh, you've never been to Vegas? Oh, man. Oh, are you in for a treat if you end up winning this? It's an amazing trip out there to see the Eagles. I've never been to the Sphere, but I've had friends that have gone there, and they said it's just an absolutely incredible, incredible venue. So, Mike, we're going to put you on hold real quick. Our producer, Addison, will get your information from you, and we'll put you in for the final drawing. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying forever.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Addison, we'll put you on hold, and Addison will get your information for you.
Yep.
All right.
For Mike, this is presented by American Security and Gate, also brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines and Kingpin's Social. This will again be a trip for two on Frontier Airlines from Fargo to Vegas. Two tickets to see the Eagles on Saturday, January 25th at the Sphere, and also $500 in spending cash with a hotel stay. The next chance that you can try to register in person will be on Monday, December 30th from 3 to 5, and that will be at Kingpin Social. So join us there on Monday. Look forward to seeing people come on out for that. Dean, we continue to have grievances filed because today is Festivus.
It is Festivus. Yes, it is. And
had a caller.
Okay.
And that caller didn't want to stay online, but said their grievance was grievances. They're just tired of people being grieved. So stop it. Just let it go, was his response.
Well, that makes sense. And
yes, and then
we have another one from our super fan, Steve, right?
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
And he says his grievance is anyone who is over 9 years old and chews with their mouth open. Steve, you can't be more correct. Although I've never, I don't know, it's been a long time since I've seen an adult chew with their mouth open, but I am sure they're out there.
I would tell you it hasn't been all that long. So
okay.
I've seen these things happen.
Well, with some of the tailgating, I can see that happening.
No, it wasn't even there. You can see that in business situations.
Oh, so, yes, interesting.
Yes. With snowfall that we have had and so forth, this was more of a grievance back in the spring when we didn't necessarily get as cold right away. And that would be if you got snowfall on top of unfrozen ground and now you're trying to blow snow and there's mud underneath.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody else has ever tried to do this, but especially in a farmyard, gravel, et cetera. It is a mess. You just wind up pushing mud around. You wind up with mud and gravel on the lawn when you're trying to push the snow out of the way. It's not fun. So just that's one of those things people don't necessarily like. We talked about the trip to Vegas, Dean. So this one maybe goes hand in hand in this. And a farmer mentioned, if you are cashing in your scratch-off tickets while I'm trying to pay for diesel fuel during harvest, please let me get ahead of you. I'm on a schedule. So that's a hope.
Yep, that is.
Yes.
And we've got a caller on line one. Good afternoon, caller. Do you have any grievances to air on this day of Festivus?
No, I do not. But I have something interesting for you.
Okay.
What was it, the festive that you were talking about earlier?
Festivus.
Mm-hmm.
Festivus, yes. You're not going to believe this, but I found a card in the card shop for Seinfeld Festivus.
No kidding. That's great.
Oh, I am
That's
not.
Fabulous.
I am not. I looked, I at first I saw the Seinfeld name because my son was a real avid watcher of that program. And I thought, well, that would be a good Christmas card for him. And then I pulled it out and it's Seinfeld Festivus. I thought, I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. Leave it to Hallmark.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, thought I'd let you know, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas.
That is great. That's fantastic. Well, let's do a quick recap of the weather. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect for the area for the rest of the day today. Still some dense fog out there. Leave a little extra time to get to your destination. This fog will be with us through tonight and through probably the first part of the day tomorrow due to light winds. So although no big storms this week, we do have the fog to deal with. So please leave extra time to get to your destination so you're not late. And then as we head towards Christmas, we do warm things up back into the low 30s. We should kind of shake the fog away on Christmas as well. due to stronger winds out of the southeast. And as we head into the rest of the week, Bridget, we've got temperatures warming up into the upper 30s by the end of the week. A few light rain showers possible Friday into Saturday. So that'll do it for Bridget and myself. No weather and ag in focus tomorrow, so we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Get to your destination safe, and don't go anywhere. The Jay Thomas Show, it's coming up next.